This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Last segment with Jason Burmes, I'll host a little bit, introduce Jay Dyer coming up. War Room, 3 p.m. today, and tomorrow, 6 p.m., the big January 6th debate, hosted by InfoWars, run by Zero Hedge. The very private grand poobahs of Zero Hedge are going to be here, but they're not going to be on air. And there'll be some other surprise guests that are saying they're planning to attend, unless they have any emergencies or anything. A lot going on. So, Jason Burmes, let's talk about the view from space here. Not 35,000, but the view from about 10 million feet. This, I was talking to Roger, I was talking to Trump every day. Trump smells victory, I smell it. But these guys will blow the world up rather than have us win. So just your big view, because you've been, I've known you, hell, you guys produce Loose Change. I've known you like 19 years. You've worked here for years, made films together. You've been on this like, you know, white on rice, and so have I. And the media coming out and defending Epstein and defending Clinton and trying to cover this up now, I mean, as if they already weren't hated enough. This just, it seems like a Waterloo moment for them.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm worried over the next 10 to 11 months. I'm not sure we're going to have a 2024 election. I've highlighted the fact that if you go back to, in history and you look at World War One, World War Two, a lot of the same players, pieces in global conflicts that are popping off could have the global conflict of all global conflicts. And I've said,
I agree, and so does Greg Reese. His new report is they're getting ready for a false flag, probably naval. I mean, they're thinking maybe nuclear war.
All I can say is this, Alex. If a nuclear weapon were to go off anywhere in the world, especially anywhere in the Western world, whether it be Europe or here, the entire globe changes immediately. Martial law would be extremely easy to implement. The fear would be at a heightened level like we've never known before. And I'm really not sure what happens after that. So that's something that I am concerned about. But I don't know where this goes. I am happy that this information is getting out into the mainstream and people are realizing it. I am happy that the Clintons are being featured. But as I want to point out quickly in these last couple minutes that I have, you know, we talk about the island, but the truth of the matter is that these guys had an exclusive spot at Zorro Ranch. Here's the facilities. There was actually a little cowboy ranch that was built just for the Clintons when they would stay with Epstein at Zorro Ranch. Again, one of the places that was never investigated by anybody, and what was supposed to be the home for the baby-making ranch aspect of this. You know, the documents are talking about him emancipating a 15-year-old. I'm talking about, of course, Jeffrey Epstein. But as we've been going over, you know, Nadia Marcinkova was literally purchased in Yugoslavia as a 15-year-old girl and would go on to really be one of his top lieutenants. So we have names. We have individuals now. And by the way, the document dump, far from done. In fact, if you go over to Court Listener,
yeah, they're reporting a third big dump's coming. I meant to ask you about that. What's going on with that?
Well, it's happening right now. So if you go over to Court Listener, 2:55 p.m. today, they dumped more documents. Every time they start releasing them, they are updating the full database of Gouffre versus Maxwell. So we still need you info warriors out there. We need the real stuff, the real screen grabs, the real research, and what it coincides with. And I'm just so happy that you've given me this opportunity over the week to take it from a meme, a list, to the true network and how wide this actually goes. So thank you so much, Alex.
No, thank you. We're all in this together. And I meant to get to that right when I went to you. Is now another big data dump just happened. How many more of these are going to happen? And mainstream news is like, where's the videos? Where's the hard drives? I mean, this is unraveling very quickly. You're right. Will they use World War III as their distraction? And are the people in the government this dumb to keep following these maniacs' orders? Jason Burmes, how do people find your show?
They can check me out over at amnews.us. I am live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. But just follow me over at X, at Jason Burmes. All my stuff is free. All the documentaries produced with Alex Jones. And that is Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, An Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Thank you again, Alex.
Thank you. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Destiny from them and get humanity back on a course to the next level. All right, Jay Dyer, best-selling author, great researcher, expert on the New World Orders here. He usually just goes right through documents. I would imagine today, though, he might be talking about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not sure. Regardless, I'm going to take it and put it on X. It'll probably get millions of views. What an incredible time to be alive. Big debate tomorrow that'll be on X at Real Alex Jones and Zero Hedge. Bunch of huge guests. Big January 6th debate, 6 p.m. Central. I'll see you there. Please remember, it takes funds around this operation. Plus, we've got great products. Please be a patron of the InfoWar. Please make the decision to get great products you need at InfoWarStore.com. Whether it's a Team Humanity t-shirt or our new Next Level Foundational Energy. Store and free shipping, double Patriot points. It has to end on Monday. X2, Winter Sun, Ultra 12, you need them all. Turbo Force, InfoWarStore.com. And now, Jay Dyers of Jay's Analysis takes over.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, I did definitely want to talk about the revelations that have come out, which some of it was new. Some of this we already kind of suspected regard to the Epstein supposedly client list. Was actually a lot more than that. I want to give like kind of an overview of the history of sex espionage. A lot of people don't know this is a real thing. This is the idea that one of the easiest ways to control powerful people is to get dirt on them and then to blackmail them. And so I want to go into some of the history of that, how it's very prominent in geopolitics, courtly intrigue, and then into some of the background of Jeffrey Epstein that a lot of people haven't talked about. I've been reading extensively on that the last week or so. So I brushed up on this and I'm ready to go. So if you think back to the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, we know that the Bolsheviks, in fact, engaged in all kinds of subterfuge. They engaged in false flag operations. Lenin famously engaged in false flags. And they would actually blame it on the Tsar, blame it on the White Army, when it was, in fact, the Bolsheviks that were doing this. The false flags, again, are nothing new. This is the history of warfare. But they also engaged in a lot of really aberrant sexual behavior, and then they would blackmail people with that. And then they would push, as they came into power, all of these same things to normalize it. And what I find fascinating about that is that we're seeing the exact same thing now, where as this information comes out, the Epstein, blackmail, the underage stuff, they're also pushing at the same time to normalize pedophilia. So it's like the aberrant behaviors. It's like, okay, yeah, the elite do this. Absolutely. But why do you have a problem with it, bigot? Meanwhile, at the same time, right, the liberal publications will castigate the Roman Catholic Church for vast networks of pedophilia. Also, by the way, which ties into blackmail, a lot of the high-profile cardinals and perhaps even popes have been blackmailed via this kind of information. So but the media says, oh, you see, it's bad to do this. But also, by the way, it should be normalized. It should be okay. So it's like contradictions, right? So remember, we need to be able to understand and pick out contradictions as they come at us from the mainstream media, because really mainstream media propaganda, it all relies on psychological warfare and gaslighting and intentionally throwing contradictions at you. So like I said, the Bolsheviks, one of the guys in the Bolshevik apparatus was a guy named Gleb Boki. And Gleb Boki was pretty high up in their power structure. And he was actually into the occult. And we find that a lot of the Bolsheviks, a lot of the what would become the apparatchiks of the KGB eventually, they were more than just atheists. They were actually into a kind of a dark kind of satanic Luciferian nihilism. I think Lenin had the same idea. I think Trotsky, too. I don't think Stalin was a good guy. But what actually happens is, as the Soviets realized the effects of the Bolshevik policies on their nation, they realized that the whole country was about to collapse, and it pretty much did. And so Stalin, just out of pure pragmatic reasons, actually put a halt to a lot of these free love, totally open relationships, polycules, right? I noticed Destiny is about to go to debate Alex or something. Well, Destiny just recently had his polycule collapse. So he's actually living the Bolshevik lifestyle in real time, in live time. And that all just collapsed. Shocker. Shocker that generation of people without family, without fathers, would then be given over to a life of crime. I'm talking about the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution, when they introduced free love. They introduced no-fault divorce. They introduced mass wide-scale abortions. All of this was introduced during the revolution. And in the subsequent years that followed, this led to complete destruction and chaos across Russia, throughout the Russian Empire. And my contention is that this was by design. This wasn't accidental. They didn't know what was going to happen when they did this. This was the 1960s countercultural revolution prior to the 1960s countercultural revolution. And we know that in England, the Fabian socialists, who were allied with and were fans of the Bolsheviks, they were doing the same thing in the 1890s. They were pushing for public art displays of bestiality, right, and this kind of stuff. So, in other words, the aberrant behavior of a lot of these Bohemians, a lot of these Fabians, a lot of these Bolsheviks, they were already engaged in, I mean, in the case of Gleb Boki, he was literally doing, quote, eyes wide shut style rituals and parties. And they would even do it in a kind of a mock Christian service. They were trying to mimic the liturgy, and they were having these sort of aberrant sexual black mass type orgies as a way to sort of parody and invert the Orthodox Christian service. And the Jacobins did the exact same thing, right? In the French Revolution, the Jacobins, who are all of the same spirit as these people, they went into Notre Dame and they put a whore on the altar of the cathedral and engaged in relations with her there as a kind of inversion. And this is done intentionally to shock the people as a kind of spiritual cultural warfare, right? So it's a form of aesthetic terrorism and brutalism, which shocks the nation, and then it sort of prepares them for realizing that, oh, I guess we ought to go along with this, right, because it's now out in the open. So I think the same thing happens when all the Epstein information comes out, which, I mean, I'm glad that it's coming out. It's good. But at the same time, the power structure is pushing on purpose the normalization of the aberrant behavior of the elite power structure to kind of, it's like a double-pronged thing. They know it's going to come out, so they push the normalization and the acceptance of this as part of that massive psychological warfare that they engage in all the time. So we're talking about the Bolsheviks, and there's a great article. If you go over to espionagehistoryarchive.org, my friend Mark Hackard has translated a lot of articles and essays from the KGB and from people during the Cold War writing about their exchanges with various people in the West. Now you can say, well, it's the KGB, so maybe it's not all reliable, and that's certainly true. But in terms of declassified, you know, KGB colonel and operatives' reports, they wouldn't really have a lot of motive to lie to their superiors. In other words, we would expect that they would probably be pretty accurate in giving information to their superiors and so forth. And in a lot of those essays that he's translated, we find insights into the KGB's perspective on what was going on in the Cold War. And maybe not at the top, not necessarily people who were, you know, Yuri Andropov or something like that, but people underneath that power structure, handlers and so forth, who were working to compromise people, who were working to try to find assets and connections in the West, in the Western power structure. In many cases, they were very successful. So it's a good insight into how this operated. And we're going to see that there's a big puzzle piece with the figure Robert Maxwell there, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, who's essentially running a kind of operation very similar to other operations that we've seen set up. So we're going to find out that this isn't something new. Robert Maxwell didn't come up with this. This is an old power structure trick. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to cover the Epstein.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, in Dallas. You can follow me on X, Twitter. We're covering the history of these types of sexpionage operations or honey trap blackmail operations, as they're known. And again, this is nothing new. We can go back to the French Revolution. We can go back to the Bolshevik Revolution. But this really seems to become crystal clear, particularly during the Cold War. If you don't know, there's a famous incident in British history known as the Cambridge Five, the Cambridge spy ring. And this was a group of intellectuals and British intelligence operatives who were functioning as moles for the KGB throughout a large portion of the Cold War. They had stolen secrets, passed them to the Soviets. And this seemed to center around a network, particularly at Cambridge University. And one reason this was the case is that there's a group at Cambridge known as the Apostles, and there's a lot of sort of thought leaders, I guess you could say, at that time, who were coming out of Cambridge and Oxford. And the Apostles are really sort of an elite clique and club that, well, they like to engage in butt stuff, let's say, right? So they were famous for this, and this became a very popular sort of clique for British intelligence and other intelligence agencies to blackmail people. And so one theory that's really sort of been borne out as books have been written post-Cambridge spy ring, post-Cold War, is that the fifth member of this group, if you don't know, there was four famous people. There have been movies made about this. You could watch something like Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy with Gary Oldman. You have Philby, Blunt, McLean, and Karen Cross are the four known members of this Soviet spy ring passing secrets to the Russians, to the Soviets. But what we find out is that there was a fifth member who was really seemingly able to bypass any investigation and kind of get away with all of it, right? So the other ones were all known. They ended up, I think, dying basically drunk in apartments in Moscow when they defected to the Soviet Union. But nobody really knew who this fifth member was. But a lot of research has come out, and as I said, my friend Mark over Espionage History Archive has written a translation of one of the KGB colonel's diaries where he goes into talking about that he worked with and saw a lot of the operations that Lord Victor Rothschild was up to, who was famously amongst the Cambridge Apostles and was a famous British intelligence operative, seemingly misdirecting a lot of people investigating this story, like I think Peter Wright is the guy who wrote a book on the Cambridge spy ring, and that book was fostered and funded by Lord Victor. But it seems like Victor, all the people in his circles, a lot of them ended up dying, right? So you had people that would end up dying, three of them, I think, through bathrobe choking deaths. Not saying he did it, I'm just saying that people in those circles ended up dying. And then what we find out is that while he was also passing secrets to the youthful nation state of Israel, refounded the state of Israel at that point, it looks like Lord Victor was also engaged in passing secrets to the Soviets, as the KGB colonel notes in his translated diary. So in other words, it looks like perhaps Victor Rothschild was running a sort of blackmail ring, and that's why there's been speculation that, as they called them at the time, the Poofter Boys. I'm not trying to be gross here, but that's what it was known as. That was the essence of the spy ring, and some have even speculated that there might have been more than just the five, perhaps many, perhaps even up to 20 members of the British government and British intelligence at this time were, in fact, compromised. Now, the Apostles were not just homosexual. They were also engaged in pedophilic activities, and it included famous people like Bertrand Russell, Ludwig Wittgenstein. So this is not a bunch of nobodies, right? We're talking about, again, people like Keynesian economics, right? Again, a lot of the Fabian socialists, shocker, were also engaged in really wild, aberrant sexual behavior. Many of them were, again, not heterosexual. So that becomes ripe for the picking. That becomes ripe for basically blackmailing all of these people. And some even think that when, I don't know if this is the case, but some have speculated that this same networks might have even blackmailed Winston Churchill, that perhaps Winston was also in some way compromised. People speculate as well that Colonel Edwin Mandel House, as an operative of these same networks, might have even compromised Woodrow Wilson, and that's actually why we have the Federal Reserve Act. So when you go deep into the history of the Cold War, we find out that sex operatives, honey traps, this is very common. In fact, if you saw the J-Law, right, a Jennifer Lawrence movie from a few years ago, Red Sparrow, that was based on an NKVD supposed sex school where they would recruit girls and ballerinas, right? I mean, I think this is very likely. And they would bring them into this sex work and train them how to be sex operatives for the Cold War. I think that was based in Dagestan or Kazakhstan, somewhere like that, was where they had this Soviet Cold War sex school. So, but that was just for like heterosexual stuff, right? So the real dirt comes when you get into this kind of stuff. So, but what I'm getting at is that it's not just, you know, are you cheating on your wife and there's pictures of you with some mistress? Oh, are you gay? You might, there might be surveillance footage of you engaged in gay activities. It gets even crazier than that. And it was even crazy back then, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm not trying to normalize or act like this is just, well, it's just what happens, but it's the reality of how this whole world of compromise works. So I was watching several documentaries on sex operatives during the Cold War and how they worked, how they operated. And they were actually trained to really do whatever the mark was into, right? So they would find a profile of the individual, figure out the dirt, right? And then target that person with whatever their proclivities were. This is very real. This is well known. It's the history of espionage. And to think that this doesn't go on is just really naivety and stupidity, ignorance, because it's part of warfare. It's part of how countries engage in foreign intelligence and espionage and recruitment. Again, it goes all the way back to the Bible, right? You could even think about situations in the Bible where, you know, Caleb and the spies are going to spy out the Promised Land, right? That's espionage. You can think about all the intrigue in the Book of Kings with, you know, David and the Davidic dynasty, right? There's a lot of intrigue and subterfuge and conspiracies going on there. Even up to, you know, Salome dancing for Herod and trying to demand the head of John the Baptist. You could say that's a kind of, you know, honey trap entrapment operation as well. So this is not new. This is just classic warfare. And I say that because so many people still act as if this doesn't exist. And the mainstream media right now is acting like all the Epstein information is just ludicrous. It's all MAGA conspiracy garbage. It's disinformation, misinformation, which is utterly ridiculous. This is fundamental history, fundamental warfare, right? Again, you could look at it just as an aspect of military history, right? I mean, to compromise the opponent's generals, president, king, et cetera, wouldn't that be valuable information for warfare? Of course. But you're not supposed to know any of that. You're not supposed to think in a common sense way about this stuff, even though there's probably 1,000 books that you could order right now on Amazon about the history of sex espionage and compromise in military and foreign intelligence operations. So this is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We have a big debate coming up on the January 6th incident, which was staged PSYOP, in my view. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back as we cover the Epstein saga.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Now, we're talking about the history of sexpionage, honey trap operations, ravens, swallows, all the above, and how this is not anything new, but when we understand the big picture, when we understand the context of this, we can understand that, of course, this is what Epstein would be up to. Of course, what these networks would be up to is exactly what he's engaged in, including working for British intelligence, CIA, FBI. Epstein claimed at different times to be involved in all these kinds of things, and it looks like now Israeli Mossad as well. So Epstein seems to have been maybe even a contract blackmailer person, right? He claimed at one point to have been a bounty hunter. So now I don't mean like a literal dog the bounty hunter, but like a bounty hunter in some kind of high-profile billionaire sense. In fact, early on, he claimed to only work with and to recruit and work for billionaires. So the first point I think that we should note when we get into the history of, well, before we get to the history of Epstein himself, I'd like to mention a couple other cases where we find this popping up. And that's during the Cold War. You know, we've covered Operation Gladio in great detail in multiple talks, multiple books. We talked about the Paul Williams book. We talked about Ganser's PhD thesis on Gladio. The reason Gladio matters is that this was a right-wing operation during the Cold War under the guise of so-called right-wing, we'll say. So neoconservative, you know, Rockefeller Republican-style operation during the Cold War, run by Kissinger in terms of how Italy could be compromised and controlled. And I think this is probably still how the U.S. and the CIA still control the EU and the countries throughout the European Union, places like Germany and so forth. Alex, as you know, covered the German, quote, experiment to place children, orphans, in pedophile families in an experiment for new family relationships. We know that has come out in the German news that the Roman Catholic Church there, many nuns were pimping out children for businessmen. We know that in the U.S., we've had countless examples of this. Jerry Sandusky, everybody forgets about Sandusky and that whole operation. We know many Republicans have been implicated going back to famous cases where, you know, the people were entrapped. Think about Craig Spence, the operation there to blackmail people at high profile GOP Rhino parties. This came out in the Washington Times where they were bringing call boys to parties. This was all so that the lobbyist Craig Spence could film this stuff and then blackmail people. So we start to realize, hey, wait a minute. There's a ton of stories like this, and there's a ton of blackmail on these kinds of operations. And it seems like the blackmail people are the ones that rise up in the power structure on purpose, hackistocracy, as it's called, where you're intentionally ruled by and controlled by the worst people. That's by design. It's not accident. It's not just random happenings. This is how the world is run by these absolutely wicked, evil people. So when we think about the Cold War, as I said, in Operation Gladio, the way that that was actually compromising and controlling the Italian parliament and basically the entire government in Italy during the Cold War was through a lot of sexual blackmail. So there were parties that were had, and the Grand Lodge there, the P2 Lodge, as well as other so-called right-wing, supposedly right-wing Masonic lodges, were involved in recruiting and bringing in people through big orgiastic parties. And then they would bring them into the power structure after they had engaged in all kinds of whatever their proclivities were. Then there was blackmail. Then there was compromise. And this included a large portion of the cardinals during that period in the Roman Catholic Church were blackmailed. And it looks as if, according to the Paul Williams book and other texts like Ganser's, that this large-scale black ops operation in Italy was being run by a Kissinger who was contacting and was essentially controlling and working through Licio Gelli, the head of all masonry in Italy, and then the organized crime mob contact there, Michele Sindona. This tied into the Vatican Bank scandal. And guess what? If you read Whitney Webb's book, which is I do recommend, the One Nation Under Blackmail, Volume 2, specifically about the history of Epstein, if you read that book, you'll notice that a lot of that ties into, as Jason Vermes noted, BCCI, the front bank set up for by the CIA for black operations during the Cold War to fund not just the Iran-Contra stuff, but to fund also Mujahideen. A lot of the Epstein stuff ties into BCCI and Iran-Contra. A lot of the same players, a lot of the same characters are involved. And again, remember that it wasn't Epstein that came up with this operation. He was introduced to Robert Maxwell via Ghislaine Maxwell. It was actually Robert Maxwell and Ghislaine who had set up this sort of operation and then recruited Jeffrey into being kind of a face of it or a recruiter for this operation, to run this operation. Because Epstein, turns out, was very good at mathematics. He was kind of an early piano prodigy. So he was good at talking people into stuff. They said he was an excellent salesman. So he was really good as a pitch man for this kind of stuff. And that's why it's important to note that, as Burmes noted, I think, yesterday with Alex, that William Barr is the son, the CIA William Barr involved in all this, was the son of Donald Barr, who was from the OSS. So it's the intelligence networks of the old period of yore, of the Cold War and even World War II, that are really setting the stage for the operation that Epstein would set up. And it's also important to note that Jeffrey Epstein is not the one lone incident here. This is a common practice, kompromat, that goes on all the time. And there are other operations still being run along these same lines, I'm sure. So just because this network gets busted, it's not like there's not other ones. And there have been many insights and windows into this kind of stuff. Think about the DC Madam. Remember, Alex interviewed the DC Madam years ago, and she ended up disappearing. Supposedly suicide, right? Think about Henry Vincent. Henry Vincent was running the homosexual compromise operations in D.C. So my publisher also has put out a book on Confessions of a D.C. Madam about the history of Henry Vincent's operations in D.C. Think about the Finders case, right? We all, Burma's talked about the Finders case. This was children being trafficked and sold back in the 80s and 90s as a kind of cult or CIA front that was, again, connected to intelligence, probably used to compromise people. So when we think about Bronfman, when we think about the connections that Bronfman has to Epstein, it's not accidental that the Bronfmans are also connected to the Nexium incident, right? One of the members of the Bronfman family got, I think, convicted and has done some span of prison sentence for the Nexium cult. But again, that's another sex cult trafficking operation. And this is all the same people are in the background, in other words, of the Epstein operation. And it connects again across, as Alex said, multiple intelligence agencies, multiple networks, multiple countries. William Casey's law firm is another key player in a lot of this. If you read Whitney Webb's book, because a lot of the same people running interference, a lot of the same people fronting and trying to stop investigations into Epstein over the years are the same people you might expect, like CIA-connected law firms. And as Burmis noted, in the early days, it seems like Epstein was already a key player kind of introduced into the intelligence world because he was immediately in the circles of Adnan Khashoggi, who was a Saudi intelligence arms trafficker, blackmail trafficker. He had a yacht that was apparently probably used. It seems like it was used for kompromat operations as well. They were filming orgies on this yacht. And so Epstein is running in the circles of Khashoggi very early on. He's recruited to be a Wall Street trader for Bear Stearns for a while. And as you can imagine, along with he's in the circles, by the way, of other important people like Sir Douglas Leese of British intelligence. So he's right away, he's in the circles of Wall Street, CIA, and British intelligence. And it appears that Khashoggi was also working with Israel as well. So very early on, right? You can see that he's in these circles. And the first thing we notice is that Epstein is involved in a couple big financial scandals, and he skates free. He gets out of this. No shocker there, because it seems like all the way up until the end, he got out of a lot of stuff. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. As we go into the history of Epstein and his operations.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Alex Jones Show. We're talking about the history of sex operations, sex espionage, the history of compromising honey traps and so forth, and how really the Epstein operation is a window into something that unfortunately does happen and shouldn't be seen as a one-off or just some accidental thing. I can't believe that happened. That's crazy. No, this is actually what happens throughout the Cold War, and it's really a big puzzle piece to understand how conspiracies are real and they actually relate to espionage. So when we think about conspiracies and this kind of stuff, really what we're studying when we're studying the hard facts and the real versions of it, not the crazy kooky like alien stuff, but we're actually studying espionage. We're studying foreign intelligence operations, warfare, and large scale psychological social engineering. And so we were talking about the history of these operations in terms of the Cold War with Gladio and with compromise and the Cambridge spy ring. And I mentioned the Finders case. I mentioned the Franklin cover-up with Craig Spence and the Callboy operations. But, you know, there's been so many cases of this, it's almost hard to keep up with, right, of these compromise operations. And then, as I said, the compromise operations and all this spy stuff, then when it starts to come out, then they really push at a cultural level to normalize all this stuff to make it seem like, oh, well, it's actually not that bad. So why do you even have a problem with it, right? The same entities that will go after the Catholic Church on some high moral high ground will then push articles saying that pedophilia is actually a good thing. There's nothing wrong with it. And even beyond that, right, people like Peter Singer pushing that, well, we should be able to pet animals and have animal relations too, right? So it always moves the goalpost. It moves the Overton window as this stuff comes out. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't come out. It needs to come out. But at the same time, as it comes out, they'll push to have it normalized. So we find that a lot of the global elite are in the same circles as we see of Epstein. And we find that a lot of the circles that Jimmy Savile was in, I'm glad that Alex and Jason Burmes talked about that, because that's another key element to this type of operation that was happening in the UK, right? You had the Elm House. You had British intelligence compromising people in that case. That even made it into a lot of pop fiction at the time. It made it into TV shows like the recent Sherlock Holmes installment, the TV show, I'm saying, the BBC show, where you had basically compromising pictures of the British royal family, and then Sherlock Holmes was tasked with getting these pictures back from blackmailers. So even the fiction has told us what's going on, but it's a lot darker than just people being into bondage or something like that. It's actually, in the case of Savile, necrophilia, you know, just the worst stuff you could think of. But that's, again, what was going on in the 80s, in the 70s. The BCCI, for example, this cutout front bank that was created for intelligence operations for CIA networks, they were actually involved in trafficking young underage prostitutes as well out of Pakistan to compromise people. The Sultan of Brunei was involved in this, who, by the way, I believe Epstein rented a house or something. He was Epstein's landlord for many years. This immediately ties Epstein into the Iran-Contra BCCI networks. There was some group called The Company, which was a group of people from the CIA. It wasn't directly the CIA, that was running a lot of arms. Throughout this the Cold War period, there was a Chinese company called Norinco that was involved in these Epstein networks during that time. And then you had Israeli former intelligence operative Ben Menashe come out in multiple interviews, RT interviews, and saying that, no, actually, it was also a Mossad operation. And this is perhaps why Ehud Barak visited the Epstein locations many times. And Epstein was seen with Barak in many cases. So we find that other odd things pop up with Epstein. He was issued a Austrian passport, which has not been explained at this date, which again suggests that there was an intelligence support for Epstein. The address was a Saudi Arabian address, so that could suggest both CIA or Saudi intelligence, perhaps through Khashoggi and other connections, which granted him these passports, or perhaps even Israeli intelligence as well. And then the people in Epstein's circles, including people from the mega group, people like Leslie Wexner, these were all higher level connections that suggest, again, that Epstein is not just running and doing this stuff on his own, but this is a bigger network that, again, goes back to Maxwell and to how Rothschild and others during the Cold War were running their operations. Now, one thing that's, I think, surprising that people don't know about is that Epstein was already involved back in the 80s in financial Ponzi schemes, and he didn't get in any trouble, of course. But he was tied with a partner named Stephen Hoffenberg, and they worked together on Ponzi scheme operations through shells and corporations that they had set up, Powers Financial Corp. So FinCorp schemes, where they ran two different Ponzi schemes in the 1980s, and the Hoffenberg guy, I think, ended up getting in trouble. He ended up getting arrested. And then Epstein got out of that, of course. There was another operation in 1988 that they set up involving the selling of $272 million in promissory notes, junk bonds, and then Epstein gets off, right? So Hoffenberg ends up arrested in 1994, pleads guilty. And so why is Epstein getting off in all these cases, right? So he's involved in, when he was originally brought into Bear Stearns, they accused him at that time, very early on, his first recruiter was very young, being involved in insider trading. But then he leaves Bear Stearns, making a really good salary. Why did he leave? Just because of an accusation? Well, perhaps he left because he got offered a much better, higher paying job to compromise people or to be involved in other scams. But he eventually becomes, as we said, the financial advisor to Leslie Wexner and Wexner's circles, which includes, again, high-profile compromising of multiple high-level politicians. He immediately Epstein immediately gets involved with high-level real estate scams, the Gulatas real estate networks. And I think the funny thing about this, which reminds me of the Gladio Vatican Bank operations, is that as you read through the history of this, you find just infinite shell companies that are created. This is really key to the way these things work, is that these shell corporations are set up and then money gets transferred from this one to this one to this one to this one. And many of them probably don't even really exist. They're probably just a P.O. box in some, you know, Switzerland or something like that. So this is done to make it harder to trace, of course, where the money's going. But there's just countless examples of these shells and fronts. And this seems to be actually modeled on how the mafia and organized crime would do things. And so when Epstein gets involved in these real estate scams, real estate networks, he's tied to the Evangeline Gulatas, who is eventually the wife of the governor of New York. Now, this is back in, I think, the 80s and the 90s. And then he's working with a mafia-connected lawyer by the name of Alan Tesler, who's also working with the Gulatas Network, who's also then connecting the mob and the Alan Tesler Network connects to the Vatican Bank scandals and to the CIA in the Cold War. So this, again, ties us into all of what you find is that all these networks and all these scams, whether it's Gladio and the Vatican Bank stuff, the P2 scandal, or whether it's Epstein involved in these operations and this in the Cold War and in these real estate Ponzi schemes, it's always the same people that keep popping up. And I don't think that's accidental. I think that what this means is that the same people that run these high-level, high-profile scams are also involved in all the other black market operations. So essentially, you're dealing with people, I think, this is what basically people who have a PhD in black market scams and operations. So that's why it's very hard for people to get their mind around this and understand it, is that you're dealing with PhD criminals, basically. So you got, you know, low-level criminals who, you know, hold up a bank or rob somebody or something like that. But there's also people with PhD-level criminal skills. If you look into the car wash scandal, this is the famous incident where the entire Brazilian, I think it was the Brazilian government, is basically compromised in some super intricate mega level scam, which compromised the entire government. And I actually had lunch with somebody who was a prosecutor, a consultant on from the U.S. to the Brazilian government during this whole incident to try to figure out and map out how this giant scam. It's like literally like you see in a TV show where, you know, the cops and the FBI have these, you know, the pins up on the cork board, and there's string going to all these different people. So the conspiracy theorists, right, where they're satirizing the conspiracy theorists, where you have the cork board and all the strings. That's actually because that's what it really is like, right? When the FBI and the CIA and these other entities, when they're investigating and studying something, they actually have cork board and string going to all, because it's a huge onion ring of scams and Ponzi schemes. And that's exactly what happened in the Brazilian car wash scandal. And you notice that it had the exact same structure of the Vatican Bank scandal and Gladio. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back as we break down.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.